on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors, brought to you by Mossy Oak Properties Heart Realty and Barren River Deer Processing. Now, here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello again, friends. This is Ralph Gentry coming to you with this week's Willie Outdoors on the Big Willie 94.1. We are sponsored by Mossy Oak Properties, Heart Realty. See Richard or Paul for all your real estate needs. And also Barren River Deer Processing. So check out Casey and his gang down there for all your processing needs. As promised from last week's show, I want to talk some more about the upcoming spring turkey hunting season that'll soon be upon us. Youth season for spring turkey will be April the 5th and the 6th for this year. Resident and non-resident hunters will need to have a youth hunting license for those ages 12 to 15. And that is at a cost of $6 for resident youth and $10 for non-resident youth. For those resident non-resident under the age of 12, they're not required to purchase license and permits except for elk hunting drawing applications. The youth license are valid for the entire year if they are purchased before the youth turn 16. Persons 15 years old and younger who hunt turkey, elk, deer, or bear with a firearm must be accompanied by an adult. Persons under the age of 12 who possess a hunter education card are allowed to hunt small game and fur bears without an adult accompanying them. And one good example of that is, like, you know, if you got a kid that wants to go to the woods and squirrel hunt by himself, if you can trust them enough to do that, they're not required to have a license, but they do have to have their hunter education card. So the annual youth license allows them to hunt all small game, fur bears, and migratory birds. The youth permit allows them to harvest one legal turkey for either turkey season, spring or fall. The resident youth sportsman's license includes the annual youth license, a youth deer permit, and they are allowed two youth turkey permits. And the cost for that sportsman's license for youth is $30. That's only available to the resident youth. A spring turkey permit for youth residents is $10 and $15 for non-residents in addition to the annual license if that's what they want to buy. As a side note, the sportsman's license is only available to Kentucky residents. 1 year hunter exempt permit, if you get it online and online only, is valid for 12 months. And all persons born on or after January the 1st, 1975, which seems like a long time ago, they must carry proof of a valid hunter education certificate. Hunter ed cards from other states are valid for non-resident hunters. The general spring turkey season is April the 12th through May the 4th. An illegal turkey is defined as a wild turkey that is male or has a visible beard. During the spring season, only one legal turkey per day is allowed. From March the 1st through July the 31st, it is illegal to feed wildlife any grain, seed, or animal feed, except bird feeders outside your home, in your yard, naturally, but planted food plots or normal agricultural practices are allowed also. So you want to be sure that you're not hunting near where you've been feeding grain or, you know, corn stuff for deer. You're not allowed to be turkey hunting in that area. The area that you hunt must have all of the grain, seed, or feed removed or non-existent in that area for at least 30 days before you can legally hunt turkeys there. If you get caught doing so, it will result in a citation. Hunter Orange is not required for spring turkey season, but it is recommended when carrying a harvested bird. And don't forget not to wear the colors of red, white, or blue from your turkey hunting outfit. These colors can be associated with a tom turkey's head compared to the grayish-colored hen's head. So it's also recommended to call out to another hunter that may stumble into your area while you're sitting there and camouflaged for concealment. Don't move or don't wave to get their attention to let them know that you're there. Just yell out to them or whistle to let them know that you are near and that you see them. And that also applies to not placing any decoys that you may be using any closer to you than 25 yards to ensure your safety in case someone shoots at your decoy. Yes, it's happened, and I'm sure it'll happen again. I've never had anyone to shoot at any of my decoys, but I have had another hunter come in on my decoys. He was stalking them, and he was right on the opposite side of me and the decoys. So you don't get a good feeling when that happens. And remember, always know your surrounding. It always goes as usual, know before you go. So check the online spring hunting guide this year. It's not available in print. And that brings me up to the subject. I was in Louisville lately to the state NASP archery competition, and our own Barron County Trojans were up there competing in the state competition, and they have advanced to the national shoot, which is coming up in May. I believe it's May the 8th, 9th, and 10th. So they have rated themselves at number 10 in the state at their 3D targets and 25th in the state with the bullseye targets. So a big shout out to them and congratulate them. And I'm sure they'll do well in their national competition as well. While I was up there, I talked to some of the fish and wildlife representatives. And I've got some news coming up for you on later shows about a lot of the programs that they have available to everyone in this great state of Kentucky. They've got some great programs to help get people out and about and let them enjoy the great outdoors. Well, that about wraps it up for this week. And again, this is Ralph Chantry on the Big Willie 94.1 with Willie Outdoors. Thanks for listening.